Proclamation number 7560 of 27th of March, 1960. To the Wardlings. You must not give in to any deceptive hopes that you believe you still have much time left for your spiritual perfection. You should not hesitate one day longer to tackle your soul's work if you are not already walking on the right path and striving spiritually. You should only ever try to imagine that you would suddenly be called away and then ask yourselves whether you would be able to stand before my eyes. And you should only ask yourselves how you stand by Jesus Christ. All of you who have not yet found him are in great danger that your soul will get lost, that it will enter the kingdom of the beyond in adversity and darkness because it has not yet found redemption. All of you who are not yet confessors of Jesus Christ are especially addressed by me that you only have little time left and should use this time by seeking contact with Jesus Christ, the Divine Redeemer, so that you will also find contact with me, who accomplished the act of salvation in him. You are still in the midst of the world, and the world rarely only allows spiritual thoughts to arise in you. But I appeal to you to seriously think about it, to imagine a near end and to think about your soul which is in great distress. You worldly people have little faith and yet you should think about the fact that you will not perish even if your body dies. And then you should try to imagine your fate, which cannot be any different than your way of life has been. And if you don't believe in the soul's survival, then just once seriously wish that you may think correctly, that a small light will be given to you. Ask me for it if you still believe in a God and Creator from eternity. And truly, I will give you a light, for I don't want you to get lost, but you must take the first step towards me, whom you will not be able to deny in your innermost being. Don't let the short time you still have pass by unused. Ask yourselves whether you are walking correctly and make an effort to fulfill the will of the one who gave you life. Seek union with me in Jesus Christ, and you have done everything to save your soul. And therefore seek to gain knowledge of Jesus Christ, the Divine Redeemer. Do not keep your ears closed when such is conveyed to you. Believe when a near end is proclaimed to you. Listen to the proclaimers and ponder the words, for I myself speak to you through them because I want to bring you salvation before the end. And also consider the transience of the world and all earthly goods. And I want to bless every good thought, I want to strengthen your will and help you find the right path and detach yourselves from everything that still holds you captive. I will help you if only you remember your soul and want to protect it from the fate it is heading for if you do not change. Believe that there is not much time left for you and use this time diligently for your salvation. Amen.